Good morning with sports. I'm Eric Cornish. After withdrawing from several other events, Simone Biles has withdrawn from Monday's individual floor exercise finals. However, she will compete in the finals for balance beam. The gymnast pulled out of the previous events to address her mental health, and after getting the twisties when the gymnast suddenly feels disoriented while in air, Biles said of the withdrawal, "My mind and body are simply not in sync. As you can see, I don't think you realize how dangerous this is, nor do I have to explain why I put health first." Former Kentucky track star Jasmine Camacho Quinn not only won gold for Puerto Rico, but set an Olympic record in the semifinals of the 100-meter hurdles. Another UK alum, Kenny Harrison, ran for silver in the 100-meter hurdles for Team USA. U.S. women's basketball picked up its 52nd straight win in Olympic play, beating France 93-82 and advancing to the quarterfinals. Medal count right now stands with the U.S. with a 2-medal lead over China. China does lead in gold medals, however, 28-24 over the U.S. In the MLB, Joey Votto wasn't on the field to hit homers for the Reds, so his replacement did instead. In his first major league start at first base, Max Schrock went 5-for-5 with a home run to help the Reds beat the Mets 7-1. In St. Louis, Edmundo Sosa hit a homer to help the Cards beat the Twins 7-3. In college sports, invitations have formally been accepted by the universities of Texas and Oklahoma to join the SEC. The current heritage members of the Big 12 making the move would make the SEC the first 16-team super conference in the NCAA. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.